This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free and join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. So, big day today in the news for the libertarian movement here in New Hampshire, and I've yet to post this story over at Free Keen, so I'm just going to kind of let you know briefly what happened, and then maybe later tonight we can get into some of the details. But the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire did announce today its third sitting state representative in the New Hampshire legislature has flipped to the Libertarian Party. It was February of this year when Caleb Dyer, who's now just 21 years old, very young, state representative, he flipped to Libertarian in February. And then it was in May or late April when Joseph Stalkup, a Democrat from Keene, flipped to Libertarian, making him the second Democrat in the history of the Libertarian Party to make such a flip. Both Democrats come from New Hampshire, so one back in the 1990s and this one today. And then today, a second Republican, Brandon Finney, who's also youngish. He's 29. The first two gentlemen were 21 each. So a very young Libertarian caucus has been formed in the state house. We have three now. Not quite 1%, but we get one more. The Libertarian Party will have 1% of the New Hampshire 400 state representatives, which, by the way, the three that New Hampshire has is three more than the rest of the 49 states combined. So, yay for New Hampshire. The Liberty Movement is working. It's yet more evidence that concentrating our activism and the people here is a successful strategy. Now, with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in, as our next caller is about to do, or our first caller is doing. Derek J. Freeman calling us, I presume, from the Seacoast in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hello, Derek.
Wow, another victory for New Hampshire freedom lovers.
I know.
This place is the best. Pretty
sure
soon,
is.
I'm going to get tired of all this winning.
Yeah, it's going to become not news after a while. So, oh, yeah, another state rep flipped today. You know, apparently it's just going to be a thing. At least hopefully it will be, because three is pretty good for half a year. I mean, it's been basically less than 6 months, and three of them have flipped. So hopefully we can keep up the pace.
Well, one thing I wonder about this is, are these gentlemen's votes going to change because their party's changed? And if not, I would presume not.
They're no longer going to be pressured by the party leadership in the big parties, which
sure
was something
they were.
That,
well,
huh? Not in the same way. There's,
certainly not.
There's a certain, factor, and if we had one of them on the show, they'd be better to ask about this. But in their speeches that they've been giving at these, press conferences that have been happening in Concord. So whenever one of them announces, they call a press conference, the Libertarian Party comes out, I drag my camera out and record it. But they frequently will talk about how, you know, unfree they felt within the old two political parties, that there's a lot of political pressuring that that goes on, and it's very icky. And I don't imagine it's pleasant at all to deal with that. So that was some of the reasons why they left. But they all have their individual stories. And anyway, you can go to freekeen.com and you can search for Libertarian Party, and the last several posts from this year would show you more about that and give you their exact opinions. But anyway, Derek J., you were calling for a different reason.
But just to cap what Mark was saying, yes, absolutely, their votes are going to change. That's the reason why they come out as libertarians. And to use a comparison of gay people who come out of the closet and then start holding hands with their boyfriend in public, yeah, they felt pressured to act a different way because they were Republicans or Democrats, and they had to go with the party. Like they had to pretend that they're straight, and yeah. I don't like that person. So yeah, I think their actions are going to change, and that's the reason for these types of announcements. Now, I have exciting news. You and your listeners are going to want to see right now at the top of freekeen.com. You talked about it a little at the end of last night. The Free State Project has been exposed by Democrats. They are terrified of what's happening, the progress that libertarians and anarchists are making towards New Hampshire secession. Well, I mean, they see the baby steps we're taking. And they're alarmed.
I'm confused by all of this. Go ahead.
Well, they're alarmed, and that's why they're holding info sessions, to get organized and stop us. So I posted one of these info sessions in full at freekeen.com. There's a video. I break it all down in text and audio. And so if you just want to, it's long, but if you just want to peruse and see the parts that are interesting for you, it's pretty easy to just scan through and find the parts that are interesting. There's even a Q&A session where Free Staters were invited to stand up and answer questions. And really, the end result of this whole thing was that the local Rockingham County, that's the Seacoast Democrats here in New Hampshire, were more doubtful of the presenter than they were terrified of Free Staters. Because in the end, they saw that the Free Staters were open and honest and willing to engage on the issues.
Because there were several of you guys, just to interrupt here, there were several Free Staters, libertarian, you know, activists who had attended this event and who stood up during a certain segment of this where they were asked to sort of reveal themselves. Oh, we know you're here. Would you mind standing up? And several did stand up, including you, Derek J.
That's right. It was absolutely the right time to do this. And you mentioned this in the end of last night's episode. I don't go into the this reason in the article, and so reveal it on air for you. The reason the timing was so good, it was just like sometimes you know when the moment to do something is right, and the reveal was so perfect because I was in such close physical proximity to the party leadership of the Democrats that I've been hobnobbing and rubbing elbows with over the past few months.
You've been going to their meetings.
I knew that
they've been getting to know Derek Horton.
Yeah, and I've been attending their meetings and talking about the issues on which we agree, you know, helping to keep the state police out of towns and expanding education, right? We're all for education. But it's being careful with the language. And then when they realized that, oh, my goodness, I've been talking and becoming friends with a Free Stater, I feel so betrayed. They physically...
I didn't know they could be gay.
Well, they were so repulsed and revolted that their bodies reacted. There was, there was audible gasps in the room. Your listeners are going to crack up when they hear this audio. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because so the video that you have here, was that you that was shooting this video? In which case, you had said you were like right next to one of the main Democratic Party chair people or whatever from the Portsmouth area. Do you actually hear her gasp on the video?
The audio was delivered to me by someone else. I won't reveal the identity of that person, but it appears to you can hear the gasps throughout the entire room when Free Staters are standing up. And there's also another audible gasp when the presenter mentions the word secession. It is such a terrifying prospect to these Democrats. And it's strange to me that they would want political union with Free Staters, with whom they so vehemently disagree.
But they disagree with Free Staters, really. I mean, what's so strange here is that they vehemently disagree with Republicans, with whom Free Staters disagree with a good percentage of the time. I call it 30% just for kicks. So why in the world would they spend all this time and energy exposing the enemy with whom they agree with 30% of the time, when they could be spending their time going after the enemy they disagree with 100% of the time? It makes no sense to me.
Well, the best part is the Q&A. I hope that your listeners will skip through to the center of the video and take a listen to what the audience thinks about all of this. It's interesting enough to hear what the presenter is saying. She's got a lot of lies and slander, but it actually, a lot of it reads like an advertisement for the Free State Project. Oh, they help you move in. And, you know, they help you get jobs. Yeah, it's so evil. They do charity work to appear good in the eyes of the public.
Yeah, that is just
take
offensive.
A listen.
Derek, can you hang on and talk more about this?
No, we've got a cryptocurrency meeting tonight, so I've got to head out.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and taking some time. And it is a detailed piece with a lot of audio and video. You guys can dig into it over at freekeen.com. Thanks for taking the time to put that together, Derek.
Peace.
We'll talk soon. Derek J. Freeman, more coming up.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquor chaps, super mega fish oil, or dog massage shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. I continue to use Simbi.com to much success. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You don't need money. So you can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services that they have over there. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. And you can go there. You can start an account and then begin to look around and trade your services with other people. It's fascinating stuff. Simbi.com. Simbi.com.
All right. So we just got off the phone with Derek J. Freeman. We're going to get back into more of your calls, but I do want to just comment a little bit further on what he had brought up, which was this seminar. I wasn't in attendance, but several liberty-minded folks did go to this anti-Free State Project seminar that was put on over in the seacoast of New Hampshire, I would say several weeks ago now, maybe about a month ago. And Derek has been working very hard on what is a very lengthy and detailed written piece summarizing what transpired over this hour and a half, 2 hour long seminar, and also including screenshots. So he got some screenshots of the, like, the, you know, the presentation that they were giving on a screen there at this thing. And apparently there were like 70-something people that had come out to attend this, some of the people that might have been interested in learning more about the Free State Project. And, of course, they ended up getting a very skewed view on it, given that it was the Granite State Progress Group, which is a leftist activist group here in New Hampshire funded from outside of the state, as I understand it, you know, to try to make government bigger in a lot of ways. And very interesting, you know, results here. Interesting that they're even holding these seminars, because if you think about it, the libertarian movement everywhere else, nobody's having seminars about the libertarian movement. There's no, you know, fear among the statists, among the people that love the government, these pro-state activists like Granite State Progress. There's no groups like that that have galvanized against the libertarians anywhere else. And if there is, I'd love to hear about it, because it would really show that those libertarian groups were having an impact, like the freedom-minded people here that are part of this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on now for well over a decade. I mean, it's just point after point after point. We're showing crystal clear how obvious it is that we're having an impact here. Because if we were not having an impact, if we were just this irrelevant group of loudmouths that really didn't do much of anything, which is what some of the haters would have you believe about us, then they wouldn't be spending time on us. They wouldn't be spending resources actually researching. I was talking with the president of the Free State Project today. He says that Zandra Hawkins, who's the woman that's in charge of Granite State Progress, claims that they have files on over 1,000. Now, whether this is true or not, the claim is, and it's hearsay because I didn't hear her say this, but they have files on over 1,000 Free State Project participants, that they've just been researching and researching and digging through old forum posts, because we got some old forums that go back for years from before Facebook, like the Free State Project forums or the NHFree.com forums or the, you know, Shire Society forums go back, you know, before people were getting on Facebook.
Man, can you imagine how much somebody's getting paid to compile this?
They have a researcher
nearly useless information.
Digging around.
And then they still come up with untruths. I mean, you know, the basic...
They have to lie about it.
The basic premise of this this whole seminar was to say that it's a secession movement. And
right, and they lied during it, by the way, claiming that that was actually part of the statement of intent for the Free State Project, and one of the people who was attending actually called them on the carpet on that lie, and they had to actually put up the statement of intent, which, of course, for the Free State Project does not say anything about secession.
Right, because I'm a Free State Project signer, participant, and I don't necessarily believe in secession.
Yeah,
I mean,
there are a bunch of them that
for
don't.
It, but, you know, I mean...
Some are against it.
It's just... I think it's mostly just sort of hot air. So, you know, I don't want to be lumped in that particular area, but I can see why they feel threatened. I just...
I love it. I just think it's so
odd. I mean, that they would spend all this time and energy.
We are the greatest threat to the state, and they are acknowledging it by doing all of this research and, you know, all these presentations. This was like year number three, by the way. They've done presentations like this in different cities over the last couple of years.
Then why not just secede the particular the battlefield? I mean, at this point, they're losing. I mean, they're losing ground all the time. So
one of the flyers that they handed out, you can scroll down at freekeen.com on Derek's article, which, by the way, the article is entitled FSP Exposed, or Free State Project Exposed. And if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a graphic here of a flyer that was handed out to everybody upon entering the room, which says, "To resist, we need to get organized. The Rockingham County Democrats have a welcoming place to do just that." And then they give the address of the Democratic Party's offices there. And the suggestion is that they feel unorganized. Now, maybe this is just a recruiting flyer, but that's what they're trying to portray, is that these free staters are all organized, and they've got all these different things that they're doing, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and, you know, Free Keen, which, of course, Free Keen has nothing to do with the Free State Project, nor does the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. But because some free staters have been involved in those organizations, they just figure they're all under the umbrella.
The more names of organizations, the more threat they can show.
Right. And so, they're all organized. We need to step up our game here. And maybe they do, because maybe they are losing, as you suggest, Mark. It's a long road. It's not over yet. We haven't freed the state or anything like that. But we're having some distinct wins. I mean, this year has been pretty, from a political standpoint, pretty epic. We got
we're losing control.
Yeah.
We've got to crack down. These people are getting out of hand.
I love it.
We need to steal more money from them.
Well,
and make sure that they can't do stuff that we don't like because we're more moral than them.
We should be able to move here and change the system, but they shouldn't, because a lot of these people are from outside.
Yeah, most of these people are from out of state, so the whole notion that we've come here to use political power in order to get what we want out of the system in New Hampshire, and that's immoral, is absolutely ludicrous, because they've moved here with the intention of using political power to get what they want out of the system in the state of New Hampshire. So, to point fingers at us, there's four of them pointing back at them. But what I think is interesting is that you should not fight where you're losing. Like these people want to be the holding guard. You know what happens to the holding guard?
Well, she's getting paid. Xandra Hawkins is getting a paycheck to do this.
She's getting a paycheck to lose.
Okay.
That look
still
good,
feeding her family,
or look bad?
Well, and some would say that the Granite State Progress folks looked bad at this event because they were obviously biased and they were obviously not giving the Free Staters a fair shake. And some of the folks in the audience, they were picking up on that. They were picking up on that they were being lied to. In fact, they even got called out on one of their lies in the midst of it. So go and check out that story. I have yet to read it yet, just because I've been running around all day dealing with the Libertarian Party news about how there's now three Libertarian Party state reps here in New Hampshire. Again, that's three more state reps than all the other 49 states have combined for the Libertarian Party. So, you know, it's just metric after metric after metric. Movers, political success stories, the fact that we've got haters on the attack. It's happening here, and more liberty-minded people like you, if you are one, really ought to consider moving. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn 101 reasons why you ought to. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Your call's coming up.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, we've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Great website to go to learn the basics about Bitcoin. Or maybe you are a Bitcoin expert, or you're not a novice anymore, but you're ready to get the, you know, plugged in with what's going on in the Bitcoin universe. You can plug in via their forum at forum.bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news from the Bitcoin world at news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com really is the destination for those looking for information about Bitcoin. Again, whether you're experienced or not. So go to Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Fraker on the line in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fraker.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I want to bring up a foundational book for libertarian thought that I don't know has been talked about recently.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Frederick Bastiat's The Law.
Yeah. It's been a while since we talked about it, but it always bears being talked about. It's
definitely a libertarian favorite. It's a short one, thank goodness.
It's clear. Yeah. It's got full of great quotes.
Yes, exactly. And it cuts right to the heart of every issue that the problems with the state. And I just want to bring up, in the very beginning of the book, he mentions why the state fails when it uses force to accomplish its goals.
And why is that?
Naked greed by the users of the law and misconceived philanthropy.
What's philanthropy? I'm sorry.
Misconceived or ill-conceived.
Okay. Right. The idea being that they can force philanthropy on people, and there ends up being unintended consequences when you do that. You know, one of the reasons is because bureaucrats may not make the same choices that the rest of us would. Like, we might decide we want to give money to X organization, but they don't think X organization is good, so they're giving your money to Y organization. That results in all kinds of misallocated funds.
It's not really philanthropy when the government requires tax money to do it.
Correct.
Philanthropy is
requires voluntary
generosity.
Action.
There's nothing generous about demanding other people, give money to projects you think are worthwhile. But go on.
That's it. I just want to bring up those points. There's a lot, like much of this. A million quotes in there, and that's a great one.
Awesome. Thank you, Fraker. Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight? I appreciate it.
I read Derek James' write-up on Free Keen, and it was epic.
Oh, right on. Yeah, check that out if you haven't yet over at freekeen.com. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to sit back and get into it tonight because it is very detailed, very interesting, and backed up by evidence, too. He's got the audio and the video to prove it. Thank you, Fraker, for the call. We're referring to Derek Jay's call from the beginning of the hour where he talks about just a really lengthy, detailed piece he's been working on for weeks now, summarizing this lie-filled hate fest that these haters have put on to slander and libel the Free State Project participants who've moved here and who've tried to roll back the state and have had some success. We had a great time today out in Concord, New Hampshire. Again, I'm going to post. There's a video that's, I think, currently finishing up processing on YouTube. So by before the end of the show tonight, I'm expecting to have the video of the third Libertarian Party member to flip. So he was a Republican. He's now flipping and has joined the Libertarian Party as a sitting state representative, bringing the total to 3 in New Hampshire. Now, previously in the 1990s, I was told today, I believe it was Gerald B. Perry who said this, that it was 4. So they had as many as 4.
That's what I heard too.
In the state house together at the same time in the 1990s. And so hopefully we're going to be able to reach that number and maybe even eclipse it sometime this year or later.
So first off, before we get corrected again, I'd like to say that it's in all likelihood that Friedrich Bastiat's name is pronounced without...
You don't put the T sound in?
Bastiat. Yeah, one of those French things. You just drop off all the letters in the end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
thanks for that.
Secondarily, I have a difficult time sort of discerning how I feel about this Republican libertarian flip. Now, I know that people listening may or may not know, I'm a Republican Party member here in the state of New Hampshire. Now, my goal is that the ideas of liberty are spread farther and wider and become more and penetrate further into the state of New Hampshire. Now, penetration to me means that we need to have legislative members who are good libertarians that stick by the principles, time and again, who are able to get reelected and who are able to work within the political process in order to get these things to happen. There's probably other things we need, but those are just the ones that roll off the top of my head. And what this says to me is that, wow, Daryl W. Perry, my coworker, is doing a bang-up job as the president of the Libertarian Party.
He's played a role, but Caleb Dyer, who's the first state representative to make the flip, as I understand it, he's been the one that's doing the real groundwork of talking to these state reps and, answering whatever objections they have or whatever, saying the things he needs to get them to flip. I mean, certainly Daryl and Roger and the folks over at the Libertarian Party have given a lot of support through the press conferences and all that. But it's Caleb Dyer who's the man on the floor of the House who's really recruiting these guys.
And that's great. So what I ask myself is that You know, what you claimed was that these guys were feeling a great deal of pressure from their particular political party, since they came from both Republicans and Democrats. We can't name just one because it was both.
That's correct.
They were feeling pressure, and that they feel like they can be better reps as a result of, you know, flipping over to libertarians.
I would say that's a fair summary of... together what these gentlemen have said, the three that have flipped.
And that's what I want, right? Like, I want them to be able to be better liberty reps.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I fear, and one of the reasons that the Republican-Democrat duopoly continues to go on, and as a Republican, look, I acknowledge this. I don't think the political parties are particularly great for us or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that I work within the one that I'm most likely to be accepted in. What my concern is that these guys might not get elected again in the future.
Well, that's not your problem.
Well, of course this... No, I'm sitting out here deciding how I feel, okay?
Well, there's other things that are important. There are other things that are important. So think about this. You've got now three sitting state representatives in New Hampshire, three more than the rest of the country combined.
Yep.
That's noteworthy.
Okay.
It's made the front page of the Libertarian Party newsletter for the last two issues. This has been the top story in the Libertarian Party nationally, that New Hampshire has these state reps. That was the last two times. Now it's number three. Maybe we're going to get another front page on the next one.
I don't see why not. What else is going on in the Libertarian Party nationally?
I mean, they're running candidates or whatever, but they're not winning New Hampshire.
But that's not front page news.
Yeah.
New Hampshire has now flipped three.
Yeah.
So from a news standpoint,
big deal. Now, it's not getting pickups in the mainstream media. But that's okay.
I don't know that that particularly matters.
Right. I mean, it would be nice to have that happen. It would have been great had we had, you know, all the mainstream media there at the press conference today. But unfortunately, it was me and Brian, who's another libertarian.
So tell me why I care.
Do we want people to move here who love liberty?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yep.
And if it is attractive to those people, we need to make it as an attractive of a state, of a destination as possible. And one of those things that is a feather in our cap is to say, hey, look, we got real live libertarians in that their state house. Here's three of them that have revealed themselves. Now, there's probably about another 15 or so that are, you know, hiding, if you will, within the Republican and Democratic parties. Now, it's kind of known who they are, but they're still as Republicans and Democrats. They haven't made that flip. But the number is impressive, I think, given that it has generally not happened anywhere else in the country. The only other state where this number of state reps being libertarian has ever occurred is New Hampshire, and that was back in the 1990s. And what happened between the last 20 years and now? Well, ballot access. There was a drop down in the gubernatorial campaign results for the Libertarian Party in the 90s. They actually raised the level of requirement that the party had to reach to the level where they couldn't reach it. So they took it from like 3% to 4%.
But wait, if they're flipping from other parties, then it isn't ballot access.
Well, no. That's what ended up killing them, because they lost their ballot access, which made it harder for them to run candidates. Candidates had to then file petitions and jump through all kinds of hoops.
Right.
And now they've got the ballot access back as of the 2016 election. So we're going to see a full slate of candidates, hopefully, or as much as possible, coming up. We're coming up Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the air. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. And we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. Do want to remind you, we do have a YouTube feed. You can go and watch us live if you're listening at 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and you'll find us there. Or just go to youtube.freetalklive.com and they'll take you right to our channel where you can, you know, look at other episodes that have happened in the past, as well as find the live one there, too. So it's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here. Don't forget, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio and on via Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, guys. I wanted to discuss the Philando Castile shooting.
Philando Castile. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, Philando Castile. I'm not great with that. Well, for some reason, I was thinking Fidel Castro. What the heck?
But yeah, very different.
It has a little feel, same similar feel to it. Yeah, go ahead.
What I've been confused about is the NRA has been suspiciously silent on this, despite them being in support of people carrying weapons. Mm, and I noticed a lot of gun rights activists have been really silent about it.
Really?
I'm sure you guys know I'm a fierce defender of gun rights, but why isn't anyone saying, hey, somebody who was lawfully carrying was just gunned down for absolutely zero reason? People should be angry about this, but nobody's, like, up in flames for that reason. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that the reason is because we don't know what precisely happened in the car, right? Like, on one hand, you have a police officer, and the NRA gets a, you know, has a great deal of sort of police support and vice versa, and the police get a lot of support from the NRA, right? Like they're, you know, complementary sort of organizations in many ways. And then to sort of stand against, you know, because I haven't heard that many stories where it's the police officer's word against a concealed carry permit holder out there. Like, I just can't even remember a story prior to this one where it was like this, where a concealed carry permit holder
was. But the officer never even claimed to have seen a gun. He was afraid that Philando was going to grab a gun, right?
Right.
He thought he was going to.
I think that there's enough sort of chaff in the air about this, you know, that people are still saying, well, we don't know whether or not he pulled a gun. Well, the answer is we do know he didn't pull a gun because the officer never said he did. He never claimed he had a that he saw a weapon, only that he believed that he was going to see a weapon. And then you've got then they have to backpedal or whatever. So, you know, like, the obvious statement that people sort of want to hear here is that this is racially motivated, the NRA is a bigoted organization, or blah, blah, blah. I don't know that that's the case. I'm not prepared to say that's the case. I really wish that they would come down hard on this one and say that concealed carry permit holders are extraordinarily law-abiding individuals and that this was a mistake made by an officer who, frankly, is unqualified to wear the badge. But
wasn't
they don't.
Wasn't there some other guy in Louisiana that had this happen to him? He was, like, selling movies outside of a shop, and he had a concealed carry permit, and he was gunned down.
I thought he wagged that thing around.
I was told that he had a concealed carry permit, and he wasn't reaching for anything, and the cops just kept shooting him.
You know, you can find anything you want on the internet. I don't know. I would have to look into that one further. I recall that one not being the most open and shut case around. The Philando Castile case is, like, in my opinion, open and shut. And that's the reason I've been pounding this thing since the verdict came down. I truly expected a guilty verdict on this, and I was stunned, shocked, and enraged when we didn't get it.
If that's the case, though, if the other guy from Louisiana happened to be there, and I don't know if he was waving it around or not, but if he was just carrying, wouldn't that add to people's fodder that maybe this was racially motivated and maybe that's why the NRA is so silent on it?
The fodder for racial motivation is already out there. When you had, who was the guy in Ferguson?
Michael somebody?
Brown.
Brown.
Yeah, Michael Brown being the poster child for, you know, whatever, the fairness, fair treatment of people regarding their ethnicity. I mean, the guy, I mean, you know, he certainly was the powder keg that set it off, but he was by no means the perfect one. Philando Castile is a great one to sort of look at.
Well, and the fact that they're not backing him is very interesting, isn't it? And I did find, by the way, the quote from Officer Yanez. This is the man who shot Castile to death on the side of the road after having pulled him over ostensibly for having a burnout brake light, which he admits later in an interview he believed that Castile was looked similar to a suspect in a robbery.
Oh, because he had a wide-set nose and
that's
he was
what
black.
He said. Yeah.
I believe that Castile had something like, I can't remember what the number is, 46. It was pulled over 46
lots of
times.
Traffic citations.
But of those traffic citations, only 6 of them were for things that you would see from outside the vehicle.
Mm.
So he was getting pulled.
Pulled because he was black and
young.
Well,
he was getting pulled. Yeah. I don't know what the reason is that he was getting pulled, but he was getting pulled a lot.
That's pretty clear, right? Like you
I'm
can
sorry.
Talk to, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mark, but it is clear what the reasoning is.
Well, anybody who's black knows what it's like to drive while being black.
I've got
to
let listeners come to their own conclusions on this one, because I don't know what was going on in every officer's mind. But I can tell you this, I don't get pulled over like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's class, the vehicle, you know, color, garb, what it is. But I know where my mind goes when I hear this.
Speaking of where
Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show from South Africa, I think.
A black gentleman.
Yeah, black gentleman. Light-skinned black gentleman.
Okay.
He said since moving to the United States, he's been pulled over 8 times.
Wow.
In like a year or something like that. Like,
so it's worse here than in South Africa.
Well, yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
It's to the point where, you know, the reason I think African-Americans are pulled over more is, you know, the police think they're more likely to commit crimes. Like, oh, there's a black guy in that car. I bet he's got something in that car I need to know about. They find some BS reason to pull them over, and then they claim they smell marijuana.
But everybody
happens all the time.
That they're pulling over is likely to have committed a crime in the very recent past. So, I mean, that's a fair bet as to why they're pulling blacks over as opposed to whites seems... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't actually, Trevor Noah claims he's been stopped by cops 8 to 10 times in 6 years. That's actually... I mean...
Still quite a bit.
I'm sure there are white people that have been pulled over in that same amount of times in that amount of time, depending on how you drive.
Well, right, that's the question that I immediately was asking myself. I remember David Letterman used to get pulled over that often because he was going 95 while on 95. Right. But, you know, that was part of the joke.
Look, I don't know if Yanez, the officer in this case, is a racist. To me, there's no way to really determine that, but... You know, it is not uncommon for, as you're pointing out, the police to target certain groups. It's not just blacks. It's young males. It's hippies. It's, you know, different types of people that they're going to profile and say, oh, Mark, you're not interesting because you look like a respectable businessman who's driving back from the office.
I always buy beaters, though. Yeah. I mean, Ian, when was the last time I had a new car?
You had one in... Oh, I mean, you had a convertible back in Sarasota, like more than a decade
ago. Yeah, but it was a 10-year-old convertible, 20-year-old convertible.
Regardless, there are certain types of people that are more likely to get pulled than others, and that's just a fact. So, speaking of things going through people's minds, here's the quote from an interview with Officer Yanez, and I believe this is from one of the police interviews where he was being interviewed after the shooting. He says, quote, I thought he had the gun in his hand, in his right hand, and I thought... He had it enough to where all he had to do is just pull it out, point it at me, move his trigger finger down the trigger, and let off rounds, kind of like the cop did. And I had no other option than to take out my firearm, and I shot, he says. So again, there he says he thought he had the gun in his hand. Yeah. He thought he had it to where he was, you know, going to get shot by it, even though he didn't.
But who's going to say... But who's
that's
gonna
a different statement than, he had the gun in his hand, he was pulling it out and was going to shoot me. No, that's completely different than, I thought those things. But so it's very active imagination. Go ahead.
But who's going to say, I have a gun, and then before they start shooting you? No, if he wants to shoot you, he's not going to say anything.
If he wants to shoot you, he's just going to shoot you. He's not going to say, officer, I have to inform you that I have a firearm. No, what he said was, officer, I have to inform you that I have a firearm. Which, if you're going to kill a cop, you don't go ahead and just have a chit-chat about how you have a gun.
It's unlikely that you'd use the term firearm, too.
Yeah. Right, but you have to remember that these police are, you know, now they're being trained to be paranoid and fearful, and they're also really stupid because they keep lowering the IQ requirements to join the force. And
In some departments,
they actually require that you cannot be intelligent.
That's correct.
That you cannot be too smart. So they really want idiots working on this force. So when someone says, I've got a gun, this cop is too stupid to understand that, you know...
You might be right.
You wouldn't be told, you know, you wouldn't be telling. Like, he can't have that thought process because he's a moron.
Most departments do not have the IQ requirement, even, you know...
Clearly, this one has some stupid people working for them.
Hey, thanks for the call, Stephen. Well, it's hard to find good cops because intelligent, talented people go and get real jobs doing, you know, real work. I mean, I'm not saying that cops do bad things all the time, but, man, sometimes they get it right, but a lot of times they're just hurting peaceful people, and it's not okay. More coming up
here. You've probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.